Well before lawmakers convened in the House and Senate, about 100 protesters stood across the street from the General Assembly, banging pots and pans. North Carolina's AFL-CIO organized the protest. Mary B. McMillan is the group's secretary treasurer. She says corporate lobbyists and far-right lawmakers have teamed up to ignore the needs of regular people in the state.
It is an agenda that leaves no doubt whose interests this legislature really serves. When we had a budget shortfall, what did the legislative leaders do? They cut critical services, they laid off public employees, but still they gave corporations bigger tax breaks.
As protesters cheered, Dallas Woodhouse stood across the street, handing out earplugs to passersby. He heads Americans for Prosperity, a conservative anti-tax group.
What we're encouraging lawmakers to do is drown out these protests, because this is all about raising taxes. These folks are angry that the legislature would not raise the sales tax. And we encourage the legislature to stick with their formula of lower taxes, lower spending that's offering real solutions.
It's likely the Republican-led legislature will stick with that formula this year.
The Senate will come to order. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members will please go to their seats.
Lawmakers who slid into their seats yesterday got off to a fast start. The House introduced a bill to compensate victims of the state's eugenics program $50,000 each. And legislators have already filed a bill that would plug a $205 million gap in Medicaid funds. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.